Welcome to the big show.
He could go all
the way. Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Are you serious, baby?
Serious!
And Calchosa Sports Radio, baby, we are here for the game of the week. Number one, Ed Calchosa Yellow Jackets versus the number two, Harlingen Cardinals. It's exactly 4 minutes and 24 seconds before the kickoff. Wow!
Wow, 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 wow. Man, I'm telling you, man, right now, it's a sea of black on the Ed Calchosa side and a sea of red, man. I mean, it's black versus red today, man. It's black versus red today.
Well, both teams have taken their positions at the goal line as a huge flag. And let's go and get a shot of that flag there in the middle of the field as we prepare to play our national anthem.
Dude, I've never done this before, man. The video time.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Calchosa.
That's right, you are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio, your number one authority for everything Ed Calchosa. I do want to let you know that this game is sponsored by EEJackets.com, not Charlie's Meat Market or Charlie's Bar and Grill, as was mentioned earlier. It is sponsored by EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything Ed Calchosa. Well, we're taking a quick look there at the Ed Calchosa football team as they are in their inflatable. They are ready to go out. 1 minute and 45 seconds counting down as we are set to kick off this Rio Grande Valley game of the week, week one, big time matchup.
We got guys fighting the crowd the whole night, man. We're in a booth with no window, man. There's no window, so it's going to be really loud. It's going to be really intense. It's a very intense atmosphere, man. It's very intense.
Cardinals have went ahead and taken the field first. They convene at the 45-yard line, and they look pretty pumped up.
Coach,
pretty energetic.
They're ready to go, man. They're ready to go.
Well, given the noise, I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys at home can hear us. And there goes the Ed Calchosa side. There is a lot of noise coming from that side as the Ed Calchosa team now takes their position and they meet at the 40-yard line ready for tonight's ball game. 40 seconds and counting. Kickoff imminent.
Well,
after wonder if any of these teams are experiencing any pre-game jitters, man. This is definitely a big game, huge game. I mean, even a playoff type caliber game, if you ask me.
Dude, like as I was saying, man, the atmosphere is intense. There's a sea of black shirts across on the other side, and red all over the place, man. It's black versus red right now. Today's the game of the week, man. It's about to get started.
Once again, the Harlingen Cardinals won the coin toss and elected to receive as number 9, Miguel Garcia, prepares for the kickoff. The announcer's absolutely right, man. Let's get your popcorn ready. This is definitely going to be a big game, and I think either team, if they expect to come out with a W here, they're going to have to put up, they're going to need a big play, some big intensity in this first series right here. Little mess up there on the snap as number 81, Alex Cisneros, coming from behind, making the tackle, return. It appears to be that the Harlingen returner muffed the ball a little bit, but manages to pick it up and still pick up about 5 yard return.
Great tackle right there by number 81, Alex Cisneros.
Well, it'll give the Harlingen Cardinals a first and 10 at the 30 yard line. Definitely tempo is a critical thing at this point in the game. A defensive stop will be big here right now for the Yellow Jackets. First down, shotgun, hands off to running back.
Good play right there by number 3, Joseph Garcia, coming out making a big hit.
He was met by a series of Edcal Chelsea tacklers.
So I'm trying to get the hang of this.
Well, I know that, I believe it was a listener last week, Martin Cardenas, maybe?
Mark
Cardenas, they mentioned that it looks better when it's zoomed in, but once again, you know, just try to the best of your ability. There's no sense in stressing yourself out there trying to do this. Well, it brings up a second and about 7 for about the 33-yard line. Murphy drops back to pass, has the receiver open, overthrows him. Bravo at the safety position comes over to cover the receiver.
Again, man, as I was saying, the key to getting Murphy out of his rhythm, man, is putting pressure on him, getting him out of the pocket, make him feel comfortable in the pocket.
Well, as you saw there, Murphy had plenty of time to release that ball, just a little off target, but definitely had the receiver open.
Yes, he was open, a little overthrown, but I'm sure that those plays will be made later on during the game.
Third and 7, 33-yard line, looks to be an option. Little muff on the snap, delays the option, and that may have cost them the first down. Did you see that bobble there that the quarterback had on that particular play?
Luis Garcia laid the law on that guy right now, man. All right, that's what it's all about, man. You got to go bring the stick. Got to bring the stick, man.
Well, so far it brings up a fourth down, and as anticipated by a lot of the sports writers in the Valley, this is going to be a defensive matchup, a low-scoring game, and with this first drive, it appears to be that way, at least for the Harlingen Cardinals. But the Edcal Chelsea Yellow Jackets will get an opportunity as Harlingen lines up in a punt formation from about their own 37-yard line, fourth and about 3 or 4. Motion receiver. The punt is off. A decent punt. Close to about 25 yards with the roll going to 30. Picked up by Felix. Fumble. Almost a costly mistake there. And they're scrambling for the ball. Obviously, both teams want the ball. And number 27 comes up with the ball. I'm not sure who number 27 is for the Yellow Jackets.
Number 27, that's a medical Valdez coach.
All right, let me go ahead and load up my roster here so that way I won't have to be having these problems. Once again, I'm checking here on eejackets.com, a great source for Edcal Chelsea football. And the Yellow Jackets now start from their own 26-yard line, first and 10, and we'll see what they can bring to the table. Number 27 was indeed Américo Valdez. Good call there. Shotgun formation. Option to the right. Nino cuts back, and he is met by at least three defenders. Tackle for a loss.
That's not a good way to start, man. First down, first and 10. You want to be able to be coming up. You want to be able to come up, man. At least you want to get it 5 yards, man. First down. There should be no reason why you're a second and 14, second and long.
Yep, a big tackle there for the Harlingen defense. Nino has a receiver open, hits him complete, and he just got that ball off in time. A blitz coming from the backside. It would have been a nasty hit had he stayed with that bonger, the ball a little bit longer.
Reception. And he's come a long way. That kid, Danny Cabrera, he's spent his time in the weight room. He's come in here and he's been producing, man, the way the coaches expected him to produce.
Well, it was a big reception. Picks up close to about 10 yards. Not quite enough for the first down. It'll be a third down in about 5 yards. Ball on the 31-yard line. Nino under center. Quarterback sneak. And you have to question that play. I'm guessing Nino probably saw something and felt that he could get that first down through the Harlingen defense up the middle.
I believe he got it, Coach.
Wow.
He got it, yes.
Wow.
First down, man.
You know, I thought that was at least a yard short, but apparently...
Hey, and believe it or not, number 53 seems to be out of the game right now.
Well, you know, I heard somewhere down the grapevine that he was injured. I'm not sure which ball game it was,
last week against Mack High, I believe he suffered some type of injury. But I mean, in a big game like this, you don't want guys, especially your big guys.
Well, it was first and 10 after the Eric Nino first down, and I gotta say that was a mistake there on that particular play. It looked like Nino was supposed to give the ball there. He ends up rolling to the left. And he is just immediately met by a linebacker or a corner, and there was no one out there blocking
for
him. That has to be a broken play.
Another first down with lost yardage. Now we're at a second 15 for the second time in this drive. I mean, first play, first down should be positive yards, automatic, man. Even if it is 3 yards at a time, you want positive yardage on first down all the time, man.
Nino drops back to pass. Banguma. We have a flag on the field. Once again, I'd like to apologize here. I seem to have a little bit of difficulties. We weren't having these difficulties last week with my encoding system here on my computer. Hopefully it is not interfering with the broadcast, but if indeed it does, I'll go ahead and reconnect and ask that you guys manually connect back to the media player. But as it stands right now, it's a second and 15, second and 14, and there is a conference
false start,
and yep, it's a false start. That'll send the Yellow Jackets back another 5 yards. It'll bring up second down again, and about 19.
All right, so, Coach, right now we want positive yardage, right? I mean, anything we can do to at least make it third and 10, a third and 12 even. But,
I was just about to say that I was going to say I'd be surprised if Harlingen took that penalty. You know, you want to put them in a third down situation. It's already third and long, and this is going to be pretty difficult for the Yellow Jackets to convert. As the blitz comes in, Nino has Tanguma open, and Tanguma breaks one tackle, two tackles.
He's down.
Naguma reaching to get some extra yards. It's about 5 yards short. They're in the reach. The ball comes out, and the crowds are booing, but given the way that he extended there, it appeared that he was down, and the referees confirmed that, but Harlingen fans are not too pleased with that particular call.
Extra effort, man, right there by Aaron Tanguma.
Well, it brings up a fourth down, and sure enough, Ed Calchosa sends their punting unit into the game. And, it's turning into that defensive battle. But I know that, again, it isn't still early in the ball game. 7 minutes and 24 seconds remaining on the clock for the first quarter. punt formation. A tight punt formation and timeout. Yellow Jackets.
It looks like Harlingen's setting up for a block punt, Coach. Seems like they're setting up for a block punt. Oh! That's exactly what we need right there on a first down, Coach. We need positive yardage, big plays. We need to take that chance and get the ball moving, man.
Well, let's
we
sum
need
up.
To set the tempo.
I think we need to sum up
down.
Though first. Let's sum up what happened right now, because they just disconnected on that third down play, I believe.
Oh, that's right.
So
you
want to do that?
Third down, Coach. Shit, I forgot, man. I really can't.
It was third down.
Go back.
Third and about four. It was a run play towards the right side of the line, and it was stuffed for a no gain. Harlingen punted, and Ed Conchelsa takes over. It's now number 32. Roger Garcia picks up a nice 6-yard gain as he kind of slips through the middle there.
Yes, and Roger, man. Roger's one of them backs that Ed Conchelsa has that's just powerful, man. He has good speed with tremendous leg strength, man. I mean, this kid, you see him walking around, and I mean his legs are just practically tearing his pants at the seams, as it seems.
Well, brings up a second and about 8 yards, and there appears to be a false start. And there's number 53 putting a big old hit on number 68 for Ed Conchelsa, even on the false start. And I guess the only way they're going to let that be legal is if it was on the offense. And indeed, it is on the offense.
And again, Coach, penalties will break any team down.
Indeed, it will.
You know, when you're going 5 yards, 7 yards at a time, and then you have one of those setbacks, you know, it's just it's not a good start to any game.
Well, I do want to let you know that there's 3 minutes and 18 seconds left in this first quarter. 0-0 is your score here, as it's been, for the most part, a defensive battle. So far, the Hogs and Cardinals have been stuffed twice and forced to punt by the Yellow Jackets, as now the Yellow Jackets are making their second offensive attempt to put some points on the board. Sweep to the outside, number 26, Felix Garcia, met about 4 yards deep and tripped up for a loss.
Yeah,
and you know that's
that was good penetration, man, on defensive line of the Harlingen Cardinals. They're just shooting the gaps, man. They're shooting the gaps and keeping the Jackets on their heels, man. That's exactly what's going on right now.
And you know, and that's something you want to do when you have your guards pulling. That was a design play where the guards pull along with the sweep action. You want to have your backers shoot the gap and try to catch the running back from behind, and that's exactly what happened there.
Yeah, tripped him up.
Shotgun formation, Nino drops back to blast. Plenty of time, that's the move open. Overthrown. Ball is overthrown. Just beyond the reaches of Aaron Thanguma, big old Artie Thanguma, number 14, the tight end for the Yellow Jackets, and it'll bring up a fourth down, fourth and about 11, and we're probably going to see the punting unit again. Even though the Yellow Jackets are in Harlingen territory, they're at the 46-yard line. You know, at this point, you know, Coach Elise would prefer not to give the Harlingen offense any room.
Field position. Would,
yeah, they'd rather pin him deep.
And
with the way Miguel Garcia has been punting, you know, I don't blame him at all.
Yeah, Coach, it's a field position game right now. Whoa! Hey! Roughing the punter.
Well, you know, that goes beyond the penalty. That could be an injured player, injured punter right there, and it's a very, very unfortunate situation that you would see. You know, screw the penalty. I would take having our punter healthy than to see something like that.
Well, this is a situation, man. The situation is that these guys are overly aggressive, man. Overly aggressive. They take a lot of gas.
There's no excuse for play like that. That is just plain unfortunate to see something like that. You know, over aggressiveness is, you know, this is a, you know, these are high school kids. This is a UIL sanctioned event. By all means, there is no need for any of those things. That's why we have refs here. Otherwise, we'd be playing football in the streets, right? Well, kicker Miguel Garcia is still down on the field, and hopefully this is not too serious of an injury. I didn't quite actually see the hit, but you know, I saw three guys on top of him as the flag was being thrown.
To be honest with you, it really looked intentional, man. It looked intentional. I would hate to say it was intentional, but I mean, when you're in midair, how can you stop?
Well, but you
how
know they
you stop.
No, that's mid-air. It's not even one of those things where they tell you to stop. You can't stop when you're in midair.
Exactly.
But see, if a well-coached team, as far as special teams, they teach the guy to dive where the ball is gonna be, not to dive at his foot, not to dive at his body. Dive it where the ball's gonna be. That's how you make an appropriate block.
Yes,
you know,
I mean, you're right.
That's
coach.
That's either someone trying to hurt somebody or poorly coached players is what
purposely,
it is.
Purposely trying to hurt somebody. And you're right. I mean, you know, I tell the kids all the time, hey, you don't want to go at the kicker. You want to go to where the ball's gonna be.
Well,
5 yards in front of the kicker.
Hopefully, this penalty the Jackets will be able to capitalize as they now have good field position. And Roger is cut, and he makes. He kind of falls kind of nasty there. He might have hurt himself as well, but no, he's getting up on his own power. It appeared to be the outside linebacker. Once again, the aggressive play quickly coming in, making the big tackle, and it's a huge loss.
Again, second and 17. First down, a loss of 7 yards.
It was a pitch to the left to, once again, Roger Garcia, and you know, the way the guy came in there, it was either a blitz or it was a miscue as far as the blocking.
Coach, it was an automatic blitz. They're bringing in number 30 for Harlingen. Number 30, Coach, I've seen this kid, man, just tear offenses apart. This guy is a specific pass-rushing guy on defense. He's a speed guy right off the bat.
Well, on second down and 17, Nino was in shotgun formation. Completes the pass up the middle to number 14, Ari Tanguma, and they managed to get those 7 yards, and it'll be a third and 10 as they get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Again, as I was saying, number 30 from Harlingen, I've been watching Harlingen for the past 3 weeks. They bring in this guy just specifically to bring pressure, to bring heat. This guy's hell on wheels is what I called him when I made that scouting report. Hell on wheels. He's fast, though.
Well, it's a third down and 10. Nino drops back to pass. Has a receiver open.
The crowd goes wild.
Nino throws the pass. Had a receiver open. The ball was a bit underthrown. Both players, Edcal Chelsea and Hans and Cardinal, jump up, but it's the Cardinal that manages to pull the ball away out of number 81, Alex Settles' hands, comes up with the interception, returns it about 7 yards before the ball is fumbled. Another defender for the Hans and Cardinal picks it up, returns it about another 4 or 5 yards before he is brought down by Artie Tanguma, and now it's Harlingen ball at about the 12-yard line, first and 10. Harlingen now with their third opportunity to put some points here on the board. As Murphy in shotgun formation makes the handoff, keeps it, runs up the middle. And you know the surprising thing is Murphy never struck me as a running quarterback.
And that's what they're doing, it seems like. I mean, I think that the fact that just like you said right now, Coach, the fact that we assume that he's a passing quarterback, we think that he won't run with the ball. But I mean, he's about 6'1", 6'2". You know, I mean, he can obviously carry the ball. He's carrying a couple of guys on his back.
Well, he carries them for about a 5, maybe even 6 yard gain. It brings up second and about 4, and that's the quarter. Your score still stands. Edcal Chelsea 0, the Harlingen Cardinals 0, as the first quarter has come to an end here at Bogus Stadium in Harlingen, Texas. Would like to know that you are listening to
the Coco Pop Show
on Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
Ed Calchosa Sports Radio, brought to you by CV the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the Hive.
All right, second and 5. We got at the 25-yard line. Harlingen's at their own 25-yard line right now.
It is the start of the second quarter. We have a shotgun formation from Murphy. has some room to throw.
Intercepted
by number
50, Georgie Vargas.
Oh, my goodness. That's the second interception
of the season.
Big play there by number 50, Georgie Vargas. And actually, he managed to put the ball in the hands of the receiver. The receiver was unable to hold on as it popped up right into the hands of number 50, Georgie Vargas, with his second interception of the season.
So they just completed a pass to Felix Garcia. Quick zero for a gain of about five yards.
It'll bring up a third down as now Harlingen decides to utilize a timeout. Earlier, the Jackets utilized a timeout, so now both teams... the Jackets now remaining with now have one timeout remaining as Harlingen has two timeouts, and there's still plenty of time here in the half as 9 minutes and 45 seconds shows on the clock. The score still stands 0-0 in this particular RTV game of the week ball game.
It's living up to the hype, man. I mean, so far it's living up to the hype. I mean, game of the week, as you stated. Harlingen defense, man, they're vicious, they're laying some hits.
Well,
they're trying to control the line of scrimmage.
So far it looks like the Jackets are going to be the one to come out on top, as now they are, even though it's a 3rd and 5, they are at about the 17-yard line of the Cardinals, 17 yards away from the end zone, and I see them going to Tanguma on this one. And, oh my God, he was uncovered! A big mistake by Harlingen Cardinals.
Uncovered. Coach, that's one of those plays that they don't know if that kid is on the sideline or not. He's so close to the sideline that it looks as if he's not even on the field of play.
And,
so they kind of avoid him, and it backfired on him right there.
Well, and that's why they have that particular rule that you cannot have players exiting the field after you've broken the huddle for that particular reason. And he was there after they broke the huddle. He didn't come into the field later or anything like that. Otherwise, it would have been a penalty. Nonetheless, uncovered. Scores from 17 yards out.
Back. The kicker's back. He's limping a little bit, but, you know, you just made the extra point.
You know, and in my haste, I didn't even get to see who that was that caught that touchdown pass.
Felix Garcia. Coach, that's just an awesome play, Coach. I mean, I saw him, and I'm thinking, wait, he's not even covered, dude. He's not covered. But that had to be a design play because he was so close to the sideline.
The only reason I recognized it was because I saw them giving a signal to each other, the signal that signified a hot route. And maybe it was a run play. We don't know. But they managed to quickly take advantage of it. They put the touchdown on the board. And after the PAT, thankfully, our kicker, Miguel Garcia, is okay. Puts the PAT up. 7-0 is your score in favor of the Yellow Jackets with 9 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
7-0, Coach. I mean, shit, man. What can I say? I mean, right now it's as good as it's been hyped to be, man. And I'm just excited to be here, man, talking on this, broadcast?
Hey, you haven't said anything stupid yet.
Yeah, not yet. How many people we got out there?
We got 28 listeners right now tuning in to our broadcast. I do want to let you know that if you want to send us a shout-out, we are accepting emails at radio@eejackets.com as Miguel Garcia kicks the ball off to about the 15-yard line. Arlington, with some room to run, takes it about to the 43-yard line. They will start 1st and 10 from the 43.
That was quite a return, man. And again, it goes to field position. We don't.
Right,
as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted. Again,
I think I'm doing it on purpose. I'm cutting you off.
Yeah, man.
Because
just
I want to tell you to shut up
already. Just tell me, man. Damn.
1st and 10 for the Cardinals. They're about the 38 yard line. Oh, that might be a face mask. Nope. A quick pitch to the right, and it appeared to be the corner on the left hand side. Tries to make the tackle up high, misses completely, and fortunately for him, the backers were in the area. They managed to make the tackle, but not after a 5-yard pickup.
Coach, they're starting to push and shove. They're starting to talk to one another. I mean, Ed Calchosa, man, I mean, is known for being an aggressive team. I mean, but, you know, Harlingen's just as aggressive, man. They're pushing and shoving after every play.
Well, these are the two bullies of the schoolyard that are coming to meet now, and we're going to see who the tougher bully is as Harlingen quarterback rolls to the right.
Vicious hit.
I'm sorry, to
vicious
the left.
Hit by number 42, Tony Sanchez, along with number 78, Luis Garcia, man.
Well, we have a flag down here, and, you know, at the position that it's at, I have to wonder if maybe it's going to be a personal foul. If it was it was over here about 15 yards away from the play between one of the receivers and cornerback.
I believe it was
going to be a personal foul.
Yeah. And I was just talking about that, Coach. You know, I was just saying how they're getting after it right now. 15-yard penalty is not what we want to give them. That's a freebie, man. That's a free shot. That's 15 free yards for not being able to control our action.
It was a 5-yard loss on that particular play. It would have brought up a third and about 10. But instead, now the Cardinals are in Yellow Jacket territory. They're at the 41 of the Jackets, and they got themselves with a first and 10. And once again, looking for a big defensive stop here from the Yellow Jackets. Drop back to pass. Pass receiver open in the middle. Big catch.
Number one. There's one of their speedy receivers, number one.
Close to about a 20-yard reception. And that's the type of things that we were talking about, where if you give quarterback Murphy for the Cardinals some time, he's going to find his receivers. He's going to hit them. He's been on the money so far. He's just had that initial first pass of the game that was a little overthrown. But he's been on the money when he has been passing. And it's just, you know, they just haven't been converting. The receivers haven't been catching, but they caught the ball that time. And it's a big, big catch, first and 10 from about the 21-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. Keeper Murphy has room. Oh, okay, that's a holding right there, but it's a no call. And they're going to move Murphy out of bounds, probably about a pickup of about 3 or 4.
Still positive yardage. It's still positive yardage. As I was saying earlier, 3 yards at a time, man. 3 yards at a 3 yards at a time.
Wow, when you're about 20 yards out of the end zone, 3 yards is not too shabby.
Yeah, very crucial, man. Very crucial. It's just about moving the sticks, man. Moving the sticks.
It'll be chalked up as a 4-yard gain. It'll bring up second and about 6, as Murphy had plenty of room to run there. But you know, it just showed the speed of our backers. We were able to close them down for the loss. And we got a full blitz look coming. Offsides. Murphy's probably going to take it in. Murphy takes it to the house. Touchdown, Harlingen.
Sweet. 17-yard touchdown. Yeah, there's a flag right there holding.
But that flag is offsides. I don't know if you saw the linebacker on the he anticipated the count. There's two flags, unless they were both offsides. That touchdown is, in my mind, is going to stand. It was huge. And indeed, it appears to have been conferred. It is a touchdown. Our score now is 7-6 in favor of the Yellow Jackets, but we are awaiting the PAT. Seven minutes and 47 seconds remain in the second quarter, as now Harlingen has managed to find their way into the end zone and tie up this ball game pending the PAT. The snap looks good. The kick, it's up. It's good.
Good. Freshman kicker, number 22, freshman kicker.
I read the article.
Yeah.
Wow. I read the article.
7 minutes, 47 seconds remaining in the second half. It's 7-7, man. 7-7.
Well, I know we got 33 listeners out there. I'd like to apologize. We've been having technical difficulties like crazy. We had to drop the video. I apologize once again because, you know, that it just was not. It kept kicking me off the server. We went to the audio, and even then we're getting kicked off. We've probably been kicked off about 3 or 4 times. Not quite sure what it is, but, you know, once again, not really much I can do about it other than to remind you that if for some reason the broadcast does stop, you need to manually refresh the page or manually click the play button on the embedded Windows Media Player window. Well, for those of you that are just joining, we have a tied ball game, 7-7, 7 minutes and 47 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And, you know, both teams have now shown signs of
life,
of you know,
I mean, as I was saying, man, these guys, they came to play. Both teams came to play.
The kick returned at the 5. Roger Garcia with some room to run. The 30.
Roger Garcia.
The 40.
His brother flees the way. His brother flees the way.
Play. You got to take it to the house. Oh,
he gets
tackled.
He's got to come at the 10-yard line.
A huge return by Roger Garcia. Tackled at about the 12-yard line. He returned it from about the 5-yard line. All the way to the 12. That's chalked up as a 45 minus. I gotta do some quick math here.
Oh shit! Get a calculator, coach.
45 man. Minus 15 is I don't know. That's an over 70-yard return.
Dude, figure it out. Shit! Get a calculator. Hey, but I just want to add this, man.
87-yard return.
His
there we go.
His brother was the one leading and blocking for him all the way, man.
So once again, Roger Garcia with a huge return. Lead blocking for him was none other than 26, his brother. And it was now a first down and 10 from the 12-yard line. On the first down play, a Roger Garcia tackled for a loss. Now brings up second and close to 13.
They're at the 14 right now. Second and 14, coming out in a trips formation.
Timeout called.
Trey Lackey.
Oh, correction. Not a timeout. A penalty flag thrown. And you know, the thing is, is that Trey Lattigo?
Yeah, Trey Lattigo.
You know, Trey Lattigo is a sophomore, and he has the responsibility of going up against Mingo Rincon, number 53, for the Orange and Cardinals. Wow, what a responsibility for him to have to endure. Despite, I mean, I don't know, I haven't really been watching his play. We haven't really called his name out very much, so I don't know whether
he's getting double teamed. He's getting double teamed. He's getting blocked down. He ain't really getting.
He's not feeling the bulk of Trey. Well, nonetheless, difficult responsibility for him is there's a pitch, and he's going to be. You know, that looked like a pitch pass. It looked like a pitch pass the way he was running. There was a lot of pressure coming from the outside. Receivers unable to block their corners. And Felix Garcia, who got the ball, had to shift and move left, move right. Ultimately, he takes a big loss, close to about a maybe 10, 12-yard loss.
They need a big gain right now to get it back into field goal range.
The tremendous.
I don't know how well the kicker's knee is in order to kick a 30, 40-yarder.
Well, it was now some confusion on the field. Quarterback Eric Nino calling the final timeout for the Yellow Jackets. A series of Ed Calchelsa miscues and a series of tremendous play by the Harlingen defense has led to now a third down and
23.
24, 25-yard, third and 25.
Third and 23 over there on the scoreboard, but they could be wrong.
Oh. Well, you know, I'm over here at this corner. I can't really see the scoreboard, but, you know, thanks for pointing that out. Yes.
Hey, man, it looked like Felix Garcia came out limping out of there, man.
Well, hopefully.
Remember, he's also their starting corner.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, I'm not saying there's not a suitable replacement for him, but it would be it'd be devastating to have him out of the game, man. I mean, because he is a two-way starter.
Well, third and really, really long. As Nino draws back to pass, has time. It's Tanguma, but he's not going to be close to the first down.
Yards.
Picks up maybe about 15 yards. It'll bring up a fourth down and close to about 8 or 9 yards.
Field goal unit.
As the Jackets now find themselves at the 11-yard line, and indeed the field goal team is coming on the field. I got a little hint here from one of the listeners out there, Mr. Omar Bart Benavides. I think you're right, Bart. Part of the problems we're having, this is the first time that I try to archive the broadcast, and I'm pretty sure you're right. The reason why I'm having so many difficulties is because I'm trying to archive it. But hopefully, you know.
Shout out to Bart, man. Thanks for the info, man. Appreciate it.
All right, field goal attempt. It looks to be no good. Oh, no, the shake of the head. It's good. Wow. Wow, from my angle, it looked like it might have just barely missed, but, you know, the guys in the zebra stripes say it's good, and it counts. 10-7 is your score now with 5 minutes and 7 seconds remaining in the second quarter. We need a break.
Break time.
Well,
hey.
Let's take a quick.
You were supposed to buy me a Gatorade. You say Gatorade. I'll get you some. I'll get you some cookies. I haven't seen any of that, man. Come on, hook me up.
How do you want me to go and buy it?
Hey, flower seed, no flower seed, no Gatorade.
Hey, I can imagine you talking with a flower seed.
5 minutes left.
5 minutes, 7 seconds as the Yellow Jackets take the field. I am going to take that station identification. You are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Cal Chelsea.
Having some bad luck with the audio. Also,
I know,
man.
It's killing me. Freaking technical difficulties are killing me. But once again, we intercepted the ball by Georgie Vadegas. And you had some comments about Mr. Vadegas, didn't you?
Yes, as I was saying, last week against Cal Allen, he had an interception. He had a big play. He sniffed the screen at the goal line when Cal Allen was threatening. I mean,
he also had a fumble recovery.
He had a fumble recovery. I mean, turnovers, man. I mean, defense, you thrive on turnovers.
And see,
this kid,
the thing
exactly
is
exactly what he does, man.
See, the thing
turnovers.
Is about this kid is he's only about 5'5", maybe?
Five, man, you're pushing 5'5".
Pushing 5'5", and maybe a buck 50.
Yeah.
Maybe more than a buck 50.
Yeah, he's heavier than that. He's a strong built kid, man.
Oh, definitely.
But 5'5", is pushing it, but still, man. I mean, it's just nonstop work, nonstop motor. Just all hard, man.
I'll tell you what it is. He's one of those players that offenses look at and say, that's the little guy, that's the guy we're going to pick on.
Yeah.
And Cal Allen learned their lesson last week, and Arlington so far was in the right position to make the interception might be slowly realizing that Vadegas is more than what he seems as far as his size. Well, the interception stands. It'll be first down for the Jackets as Tanguma is hit up the middle with another pass by Eric Nino, and it's close to that first down mark. No, I'm stand corrected. It was about a 7-yard gain.
Just keep pushing the chains on first down. First down, second and four. Those are great positions to be in. The playbook opens up. You get to choose, run, pass. It makes the defense think, what are they going to do with such a short down?
Well, it's 11 minutes and 18 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And I think we failed to acknowledge where exactly the Jackets got the ball. As on the second down play, they hand it off. Actually, no, it's quarterback Nino with a keeper. But they intercepted the ball at the Harlingen, maybe 40-yard line. And after that interception, there appeared to have been a penalty, but we were having technical difficulties here. I wasn't able to see what the penalties were. I know it was a personal foul, but I guess it was offsetting because it didn't look like we moved up any or we were moved back.
No, it was an offsetting penalty. Two guys pushing each other, trying to gain control of the game. You know?
Well, it's first and 10 from about the 22-yard line in Harlingen territory, 22 yards away from the end zone, and there's another miscue as... Another miscue as Nino looked like he was trying to hand the ball off, but nobody was there, and keeps it for appears to be maybe a loss, maybe no gain. No, it's a slight gain, maybe half a yard to a yard.
How can you tell that shit, man, from up here? Half a yard?
Well, I'm just looking at the chains over there.
Like, dude, it looks like it's in the same spot, man.
I have eagle eyes.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be second down and 10. Murphy rolls to the left, decides to keep the ball, and he is hit after picking up maybe about 4 or 5 yards.
The time's still running?
Yep, 1 minute and 16 seconds. And, you know, that was probably the one opportunity that, Coach Manny Gomez there for the Cardinals decided to kind of surprise the Jackets and catch them with their pants down, and they almost did. They almost did. Unfortunately, though,
Fortunately, Smiley coming up with a big hit, jarring the bar.
Under a minute
the ball
left.
Loose.
55 seconds left and counting. Third and five at the 29-yard line. It's a quick pass, and he drops it.
Bravo.
So fourth and five.
You know, and that's another situation there where if he holds on to that ball, he takes it to the house because Bravo coming up from the safety position dives to try to make a tackle there at his feet, and he kind of misses. he kind of missed.
It was open field.
It was open field.
As you saw, the receiver was really disappointed, man, that he wasn't able to catch that.
Wow, pass. I'm telling you, he catches that, and he takes it to the house. But I think the Jackets get lucky on two particular plays here. Big plays where the Harlingen Cardinals could have come up with some points. Instead, they find themselves punting now on a fourth and five. And with 44 seconds and counting, it's a terrible punt.
50-yard line, coach. There's plenty of time left. They got it right here at the 50.
It hits about the 50, but way out of bounds.
Wow.
Wow, what? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm looking.
Are
I'm
you still checking out the
referee.
Girls in the stands?
No, dude. Actually, I'm not. I was looking at the ref, and he kept on walking because I thought I saw the ball go out at the 50, but they gave it to him at R45. So that's even better.
Well, nonetheless, it's going to be chalked up as about a 15-yard punt. And
15 yards.
Yeah, they're
damn,
about.
I think, hey,
they're
I about think you can get your leg up.
I could probably drop kick it 15 yards. Nobody drop kicks anymore. You know that, right?
Yeah. Hey, well, didn't we have a drop kicking contest one time in practice?
Yes, we did.
I think I took that one, right?
Now the Jackets start from their 45-yard line. Nino keeps the ball, and he's hit solid, as it seems like Solis is just content with going in at halftime as with that quarterback keeper. It wasn't really much of an attempt to go into the end zone. And 24 seconds. Damn it. Clock is running, 15 seconds.
I think the Cardinals have gotten their hands full, man. They ain't as
I'm gonna turn anything off, dude. Let me log off.